Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. The phone number to reach us is 626-427-7678. You can find us on Twitter at Everyman Sports. That's one word, at Everyman Sports. The number again is 626-427-7678. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Spring has sprung. Here we are. It's April Fool's Day, but this is no trick. We're here to talk.
No joke.
No joke. We're here to talk the world of sports. Right now, coming up very soon is the Final Four in the NCAA.
The biggest question is, can Kentucky hold on?
I think yes. I hope yes.
Really? You didn't think it would be bigger if Wisconsin could beat them?
Well, I think that there would be some definite...
Did you want the Seahawks to hold on?
I did. Yes, I did, but that's because I also don't like...
And then that turn of fate.
Yeah, jeez.
It's legendary. So now what about this? If they go down...
It depends how they go down. If they're losing... If they give up the lead with 5 minutes left and never get it back, that's pretty bad.
Collapse.
But if they lose a last-second three-point shot, or
drama.
If or one of those historic fouls, or, you know, the old...
You'll watch the whole game?
I'd try to, yeah. I mean, it's a lot easier. Look, I love the early rounds because it's constant
action.
Like a game starting at 12 noon.
Here, it's all build-up.
Absolutely. It's
it
all build-up.
Could be a letdown.
And then the games don't start until like 6. Now, the great thing about college basketball is they're 15-minute halves. And so it lasts, you know, like no longer than an hour and a half.
Right.
Sometimes they'll stretch it 2 hours.
But this is a whole night.
Yeah, this is one whole night. You get two big games, but I don't know. There's also something to be said about the fact that you get, especially those first couple days, those early rounds where you get like six games
right
over the course of
so
you
want
to
binge watch.
Well, that's what it's all about now, binge watching. That's the great thing about it. You think about opening day of baseball. They have games like a quadruple header.
Yeah, but opening day, what if you have a job, you can't get involved in that.
That's the other thing. Now, the thing about the NCAA tournament is those early rounds, it's a Thursday, it's a Friday, and unless you're sitting at a cubicle or you've got the day off, it's going to be hard to watch it. But they do make it easy because they have online access, free online access.
Free.
Yeah, you can watch those early rounds free online.
That's great.
Now, the later rounds, you're...
Now, I heard that the March Madness, the early part that you were saying, with the binge-watching, was the number one scheduled day for vasectomies. and why? Because you need 4 days off. So what a great time to do it. And some doctors even giving out ice packs with your team logo on it.
That's wild. I never heard that before.
Well, I mean, you know, if you ever consider that, I mean, I don't know who would, but that's a hard thing to say yes to sober, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But it's one of
4 days off. I can come up with other reasons.
It's one of those extreme things that you do to make sure that you've got that day off.
Well, yeah. So you plan it, you schedule it, and it's the number one. Yeah.
Wow. Never would have thought that. Yeah, well, that's interesting.
People are thinking.
Now, speaking of the brackets.
Yeah. Well, everything came together because the favorites held up.
Almost.
Seven?
Well, in the Final Four, we have three number ones number seven. However, this is Michigan State and Tom Izzo.
They've won some before. They've got some things in their trophy cabinet.
Right, but I tell you what, Villanova and Virginia both very surprisingly and quite honestly, shockingly, lost very early on.
Well, Villanova, I thought Virginia would pick up the slack, and that didn't happen.
That didn't. I mean, they faced Michigan State, so
So Duke should have been a surprise, or no? Not with their history.
No, you can't. You can never count Duke
them out. Yeah. You're counting them out now, though.
Well, I have them. in my personal bracket that currently I'm in a pool. I'm in tied for second place with.
Really? Is that the one you were in second the whole way?
Almost. This pool, you have multiple brackets.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So one of my brackets early on, I actually early on in this other bracket, right. I had Georgia State, actually winning the first round, and that kind of bumped me up.
Right.
So this other bracket came up really fast with a lot of the other wins.
Okay.
Like Notre Dame, I had Notre Dame going kind of far.
They were amazing.
Wow, boy, that was amazing. That win over Wichita State, and then, you know, they really made it close with Kentucky.
That was fun.
That was, absolutely. Yep. But here's the thing, it's interesting because that first, so if you look at Kentucky in the bracket, they handily beat Hampton, which was understandable. Then they let Cincinnati keep it really close into the second half. They demolished West Virginia, like by 40 points.
That was some trash talking by that freshman. That didn't work out for him.
Right, but I'm also thinking, look, if you go in and you just act like the juggernaut where you're just going to try and steamroll everybody, that's always going to come back and bite you. Now, I'm not saying they did this, but Cincinnati's a good team. You play it close. West Virginia, okay, now we're going to steamroll you. And again, I'm not saying they consciously did this, but you go.
Well, they got their attention by trash talking.
Absolutely.
You can't be doing that with somebody that talented. I mean, there's NBA players on that roster, isn't there?
I would have to say so.
Yeah, so.
Definitely talented.
Well, the one
skill.
Thing interesting I thought when I heard that they don't, the team itself, I'm sure the coaches do, but the team doesn't watch much opponent film.
I can believe it.
And I think that's kind of odd, but I think that's refreshing.
But here's the thing.
You know, that you can play together and you can adjust. And, you know, I mean, that's really togetherness there.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's the whole thing, I think, with
right.
Calipari. He does really well with these young guys because it's, look, I got you because of,
yeah.
You're here because of what I know you can do.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So you're going to have plenty of time in your life to pour over game film. So let's just go out there and do the best that we can and use your skill and raw ability.
Right. Well, the coaches know what the strategy is. They're watching the film.
Yeah. But so I have Kentucky beating Wisconsin.
Really?
And then
I'm going to be rooting for Wisconsin.
I don't blame you. I think a lot of people do. I was having a conversation with another person.
It's more fun when the mighty fall.
Yeah, it's true. I was having a conversation with with another friend of mine, and he wasn't really big into the men's basketball because he's not a big fan of he almost likes the favorites to win, like in the women's bracket, like they're the powerhouse teams, and
right.
the one he likes those teams to dominate, and he wants to see those big names, those big women's things, and he's not a big fan of the men's basketball because he's like, I don't know where these guys come from, you know, these small teams winning, and
well,
I like those big
names.
Well,
the problem with watching women's basketball in general, even the pros, I mean, very few people can dunk.
That is a big...
So it's kind of to watch that game today and not see dunking, you know, so you see more team play and passing and all that stuff, and, you know, I guess watching midgets roll a boulder up a hill would be interesting too, but, you know, only if it slipped.
Well, in that respect, you want that big moment. You want the slam dunk. You want the slap shot in hockey.
Well,
you want the home run. You want the bomb. No, but a lot
it's
of people
like writing
do.
Without punctuation.
I can understand that. Absolutely.
So it's not as good.
With the authority and then the crowd. The crowd on their feet. Right. Bam! When you
And, of course, the threes today in professional game. I mean, everywhere. It's all about the three. It's perimeter shooting.
Yes. And then when that moment hits, when you see it go up, and that breathlessness. And then swish,
well,
it goes in.
Well, you know,
in.
It's what made the bomb popular in football because your camera follows the ball away from the players. You just see the ball with the crowd in the background.
Yeah.
You know, and then you don't know what's going on underneath, you know?
Yeah,
and
it's
then
true.
And then the ball comes down. Right?
And
the
then
moment.
There it is.
Yeah,
everybody comes into frame. You just see the ball high in the air.
Fantastic.
And then it drops
things
in.
Things kind of slow down.
Yes.
For a second.
It does. Yeah, just hangs in the air, as they always say. Same thing with the three.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have Duke beating Michigan State and then Kentucky
right,
Duke in
the
final.
Of the world.
Well, I think a lot of people do. And plus, if I would like to win this pool.
Well, that's important.
Well, then I need.
Winning's everything.
Wow. It's not. Yeah, it's the only thing. No, but I need Kentucky to win, Duke to win, and then Kentucky to to beat Duke if I would like to win the pool.
No, that would be fun.
That would be pretty good as well. Another thing that's going on, speaking of pools, because the baseball season's coming up, me and my father joined in, you and I, joined in a, it's called a home run pool that we're in through some people that we knew, or some people we know, I should say. So basically how it works is kind of like, I would call it like the boxes at a Super Bowl party.
Okay.
Where you get certain.
So this isn't
basically
random.
You want.
This isn't random.
It's not random,
you
but you get certain things have to fall your way.
Right.
Basically, how it works is that there are 10 categories or 10 lists of players.
Yes.
And they're the object is to pick players at, who, as a group, can have the most amount of home runs compared to other players. And I don't know how many players are in our pool. Our home run pool.
I don't know that yet.
I don't know either. I could probably do the research, but and in each category there's not really a rhyme or reason necessarily, but you can tell like category one has a lot of the big home runs hitters, Giancarlo Stanton, Jose Bautista, Miguel Cabrera, so on and so forth. You know, second category another a good amount.
Do you
of
think
home run
Lucas Duda is going to have 30?
I could see that. Yeah, I
but
think
why
so.
Why don't you have him on the list?
Look at Lucas Duda is here.
Alvarez, Pedro Alvarez is going to have more?
I think. Well, here's how. So
yeah. So you think?
Well, let me explain it a little
okay,
better.
Go
so
ahead.
You got the nine. You got 10 categories. Nine of which there are like a list of 8 to 10 names.
Yes.
You pick one from each category, and then in the 10th category, it's a write-in. So you pick a player who's not in any of these other.
You
lists.
Went with a guy that's not even on the opening day roster.
Well. Well, here's the thing. I did mine, and you had asked me to do yours. True or untrue?
That's true.
Okay, true. Okay. So, you know, I'll go through my list really quickly.
Right.
I went with Giancarlo Stanton, Anthony Rizzo, first baseman for the Cubs, Adrian Gonzalez, first baseman for the Dodgers, Brandon Moss for the Indians, Evan Longoria, third baseman for the Rays, Adrian Beltre, third baseman for the Rangers, Curtis Granderson,
really?
For the Mets, Josh Reddick.
Well, he's figured out his swing.
Well, between them moving in the fences, having Kevin Long, who is his best hitting coach, back with him,
Yankees.
I think things might work. Josh Reddick for with the A's, and then Jorge Soler, also with the Cubs, and then my write-in was Jason Hayward. Jason Hayward, a little bit of an underachiever with the Braves, but now he's with the Cardinals. And
good things could happen now.
Everything good happens to
the Cardinals. Sure.
Everything good.
Him?
So I did that. Now with your premise to me was, you said to me, whoever you didn't pick from my list that you thought would be on the other side of the nickel. Like if you're choosing between two guys, you pick the guy you want from me and the
I'll
other
take
guy.
The
from,
other guy.
Right, exactly. So for you, I did Paul Goldschmidt.
Right.
I did Pedro Alvarez, third baseman for the Pirates.
Well, it seems like third base is still the power position.
It is. It absolutely is the power position. But it's not only the power position, but it's also that sort of jack of all trades, power, average, glove. It's not just
all around.
Right. It's not just where the.
So you need a lot of tools.
Yeah, absolutely. And Pedro Alvarez, left-handed hitter. And he's batting. He's probably going to bat behind Andrew McCutchen in the Pittsburgh lineup. Pittsburgh's going to do really well this year, I think. I also picked Andrew McCutchen for you.
Right.
He's coming off an MVP season. Kyle Seager, third baseman for the Mariners. Carlos Gonzalez, cargo for the Rockies because look, you know. It's Colorado.
Flies out of there.
Absolutely, it's Colorado. Chris Davis for the Brewers, who's going to be batting in the lineup with Ryan Braun. That's going to help him. Matt Holliday for the Cardinals. Again, talking about the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
David Wright.
Ah, wow.
Well,
really?
Well, here's the thing. The other ones in this list, in the category with him,
yeah.
I thought were
what about
not...
Poog?
Poog? Yes, Yael Puig.
Puig.
I think he might have hit his... I'm worried that he might have hit his ceiling.
You think he's in the party circuit now?
Yeah, I think he's starting to drop down.
Okay,
I think
that makes sense.
I think now,
Hanley Ramirez.
It could go either way. I think that David, surrounded by a really good pitching staff.
Moved the fences, yeah.
They moved the left field fences in, but he does hit the ball the other way. He's with his friend Michael. He's with his childhood friend Michael Kadire.
That is something. That guy's going to be good.
Exactly.
You could have wrote him in.
This. No, he's on. I think Kadire's on the list. Kadire's not going to hit that many home runs as compared.
Okay.
And then Jason Wirth.
Well, he's kind of long in the tooth, isn't he?
He is, but he's. I mean, everybody loves the Nationals, and they love the Nationals' offense. And of all the ones that are left with the Nationals, he's their best power hitter. And then you're right.
They're going to score a lot of runs.
That is true. And then the right in for you, I put Chris Bryant.
Right.
And yes, Chris Bryant is currently in the minor leagues, and right. We'll talk about that for a second.
It's only 13 days, though.
Well, yeah, because Chris Bryant is in the minors for the Cubs. He's this monster prospect for the Cubs. The Cubs are looking really good. They have so many young players.
Well, this guy has 9 home runs in preseason.
In the spring training.
Spring training.
Absolutely. And that's, I think, like only a couple off the record, which I think is like 13. An insane number. Oh, I forget.
Well, first baseman for the Phillies?
Ryan Howard? I don't know if he ever hit 13. I'm almost positive. Almost positive there's like 13 in the spring training, and that's like, of course that's a lot. I think they only play like 20 some odd games.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But he'll strike out a lot.
Chris Bryant? Probably. But here's the thing.
Most power hitters do.
True. So the Cubs are looking good this season. They actually might go to the playoffs. A lot of people are even saying this might be one of those surprise years where they go and win it all.
The manager is amazing.
The Joe Maddon, they've got John Lester, Jorge Soler, Anthony Rizzo, who are also on these lists, big power hitters. They've got really good pitching.
They're determined to turn this around.
They are. And they've got Theo Epstein.
How can Milwaukee be beating them 50 miles away and they're a better team year after year?
I don't know.
It's part of it. Change.
Yeah, it's a lot of things. So anyway, they're on this big push to change it, to make everything better. So what they're doing is, with Chris Bryant, they're sending him down to the minors. Why, do you ask? Because he's a rookie. And so he comes up with the rookie contract. If you have X amount of Major League service days, you immediately become a free agent after, I think, 5 years. So what they're going to do is send him down.
Extend it a year,
because when he comes up, then it'll be...
So to heck with the fans, just their bottom line is first.
But here's the thing. It's only going to be 13 days, 2 weeks.
It's a business.
Yeah, it's a business. Plus, they get an extra year under his rookie contract.
The Cub fans have been suffering.
But what's 13 more days? Okay. If he's so good, he'll be fine.
Right. Well, it's been since 19...
When they won the World Series.
So I guess another 13 days. Can hold on.
Absolutely. He'll be fine. So I put in for you Chris Bryant because he's going to be...
A true wild card.
And he's the new Mike Trout. He's the new Bryce Harper, more so. He's a third baseman for the Cubs.
The wind can blow out in Chicago.
The wind can blow out big time in Chicago. So that's why I put for you.
Fantastic.
Now, the great thing is that it's not just... So the object is to choose players with the most home runs. And again, this is a crapshoot.
Sure. Because you can get injured.
You can get injured, and you can't replace it.
No.
So if Josh Reddick, who currently has an oblique strain...
Oh.
He currently has oblique strain.
You lose him for the year. Now you're down to 9 people.
Exactly.
8, 7.
Now, with this pool, you get monthly wins.
The payouts.
Hey, your team...
Can we mention
it? No, I'm mentioning it right now.
Oh, my God.
Your monthly output was the most. All your players as a total in 1 month
hit more home runs. So you get April, May, June, July, August, September. Playoffs
are included.
October.
And then you get the cumulative, of course. Over the span of 162 games, your team, who you pick gets the most. So you get money as well. So
fantastic.
It's something to kind of add to. I used to play fantasy baseball, but there are so many factors to it, and it just was the long...
It takes too much time.
It does. It was a long haul. That's why fantasy football is a lot better, because it's week in, week out, boom, boom, boom.
I'm feeling it.
With baseball, it's a lot more of a drag. And I love baseball, but fantasy baseball wasn't for me. So.
No, this is for you.
So this, I think, might be the...
We'll be talking about this on...
On and off.
November.
Absolutely.
The football season will start. We'll still be talking
about it. Yeah, sure. Just to keep an eye on it. We'll see how we do. It depends on how much money we make.
What about hockey?
Hockey's starting to...
What do you like him?
Well, right now the Rangers have the already Rangers. The Rangers have already clinched the first playoff spot. The Islanders are looking very good. I wouldn't be surprised if they go deep to the playoffs.
Well, one thing about hockey, it doesn't hold true to form like the NBA does.
True.
Like a 6 seed or 8 seed could do something in hockey. It's not likely to do anything in NBA.
That's very true. Absolutely, it could. I'm always a big fan of Original Six. When Original Six teams are in the playoffs, I'm happy. You know,
For a long time, people said don't consider anything but.
That's true, but now you
say that now.
Right.
Look at last year.
Very true. With the Kings winning. Second time in 3 years. Montreal, Canadiens have clinched a playoff spot. Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, Montreal, back in the day, they were a powerhouse.
That's right, they were. So the Rangers, the Rangers are in as well. As well as the Islanders are going to be clinching very soon. Boston's very close. I'd like to see Boston in Detroit.
I like Boston because of the uniforms.
Classic. Black and yellow.
Originally.
That's right. The Penguins. The Predators are in. And the Ducks. The Ducks as well. So, but how about basketball with the Knicks? The Knicks are 14-60. The worst record in the NBA.
What team was it? The Warriors? Somebody won more games in March than the Knicks won all year.
That's very likely. I mean, the Warriors are doing really well.
The Knicks won what? 13 games?
14. They only have 14 games they've won.
It's pathetic.
It is.
It's the Bermuda Triangle. What's he running over there?
He needs a little bit more time.
What, $15 million a year? How much time? He's in his 70s.
Jackson.
You think he's spending much time on this sport, or you think he's relaxing?
No, well, he's got Dolan's money, so he'd be more than happy to accept all the money and all the time.
It's hard to wish that guy well.
Well, yeah. Well, his back's been hurting for the last X amount of years.
What, because he's carrying everyone's payroll?
Probably. But if you want to say in point, like, hey, I hope some bad... he's got some bad back, so...
Nice.
But I pulled up a stat a while ago that I had heard, and at the All-Star break, three teams that have seven... I forget what the winning percentage is, but I think it's like 700-plus have made the finals, like, in the last 11 years. And
that's what I'm saying. It holds true to...
That was the Warriors. The Warriors. The... Hawks, and what's the other team that had over 700?
It makes sense.
I forget the other
good.
One. Yeah.
Was it Miami?
No. It was the Hawks. Ah, darn, I forget which one it was. But basically, it's basically kind of setting up to look almost like the Warriors and the Hawks in the finals.
Right, okay.
And I always make the point that basketball is a big market, a classic team sort of game. When you hear Lakers, Celtics, you want to tune in, you know?
You used to do.
Well, you still do. You still do. The same way if the Cowboys are in the playoffs or Cowboys are in the Super Bowl, I mean, how many people want to watch that?
Well, how many people want to watch it to see them lose?
Well, that too. So when you beat LA. So when you've got the Lakers, Celtics, you automatically pick sides, right, and you already think back to Kareem, and you think back to Johnson, you pick back to Bird. When you're thinking about the Warriors, you're lucky if you remember Chamberlain. And with the Hawks, nobody's going Wilkins. No.
So I'm more just like saying,
Pistol Pete Maravich. That's right. Very true. So I just think that with the NBA, if it does best when those big teams are in it.
Well, people want to see the playoffs. The season's way too long.
Very true.
So people want to see,
I agree.
When losing matters.
That is very true. So, Dad, thank you very much for joining me
this week.
We are going to see you again on April 13th.
Ooh, opening day.
Opening
City Field.
Home opener. Not opening day. Home opener. Well, I know it is for you. Home opener at City Field will be there live and in living recorded color.
Nice.
At City Field in the parking lot.
Can't wait.
Breakfast by the Bay and all that
stuff.
Let's
go, Mets.
That's what I'm talking about. So thanks very much for joining me. You can reach us at Everyman Sports on Twitter, at Everyman Sports. You can also call the phone number and leave a message and be a part of the show. You will be broadcast if you call and leave a message. The number is 626-427-7678. 626-427-7678. Thank you very much. Take care. Dad, take care.
Bye-bye.
And take it away, Andrew.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.